Yes.
Yes. Yes, Cymru Radio.
Yes.
Radio Free Wales.
Yes.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Radio Yes Cymru on your favourite podcast app and also on YouTube. And joining me today is another familiar face from the Yes Cymru family, Phil Griffiths, who's very active in Yes Cymru Merthyr and also on the Central Committee. Phil, welcome to Radio Yes Cymru.
Oh, diolch, Sean. Thank you very much. Lovely
and
to be here.
You reminded me in our Welsh language podcast that I had spoken to before. Sorry, Phil. So many different editions I forget who we've had in the past. It's the middle of August. I hope you're listening to Radio Yes Cymru on your podcast. Sunbathing somewhere nice and warm, or walking up Snowdon something, or maybe just potting up in the back garden. But the weather's very pleasant here in Aberystwyth. We've had an active last week here in Yes Cymru with the Eisteddfod. We'll come to that in a minute, but I think the big news for me, Phil, is, and exciting news, is the Eddie Butler scholarship. We all know the very sad news of the passing of Eddie Butler just a few months ago. Big, big shock for all of us. But we're so grateful working with the family that they've decided to set up a scholarship in his name. So, Phil, you can maybe give us a bit more information about that. Who can apply for it? What is it? And when it opens?
Yeah, certainly, I'd love to. Okay, well, it's sort of undergoing a sort of a soft launch at the moment. It's a scholarship of £500,
yep.
And so it's open to anyone in full time education between the ages of 16 and 21. They would have to be in education rather than the world of work. And I'll explain why, and remind me to explain why if I forget. So it's basically in celebration of, you know, the incredible Eddie Butler and what he's done for the independence movement for us here in Wales. We wanted to create something that would help to generate and celebrate the next generation of public speakers. So we thought that, you know, one way to do this would be to have an annual scholarship where we sort of go into schools, colleges, universities, and appeal to young people who obviously are A, you know, strong independence fans, and B, have a talent for public speaking. So to take them to that next level then, and working alongside their teachers and their tutors and so on, this was why I mentioned full-time education, because obviously we're now in the age of artificial intelligence, where an unscrupulous, applicant could, with no effort whatsoever, you know, create a very, very good submission indeed. So we would need their teacher or tutor to countersign their application to say, yes, you know, I'm happy that this is this student's work. It can, you know, we want it to be an open brief so that it appeals to a wide spectrum of young people, so that it draws on the talents that they've got and that they can bring to bear then when it comes to getting that independence message across, whether it's, you know, in a debating society, in a pub, or, you know, standing on the stage at one of our independence marches, you know, looking out across a sea of thousands and, you know, what would you say in the 5 minutes that you've got there? So we want to inspire people and really fire them up and get them, you know, thinking, get their thinking caps on now. So the applications open October 1st,
right.
Open till January then, and then we'll start sifting through then following that.
Yeah, because, I mean, Eddie's speech in Merthyr, which is on the Yes Cymru YouTube page, have a look at it, is absolutely fantastic. I said before, best speech I've ever seen, succinct, interesting, every word balanced and weighed and thought about, brief to the point, no waffling, but engaging as well. I think it's a model speech. Of course, Eddie had decades of learning his craft as a writer to get to that sort of standard. Not everyone can achieve that. I mean, it's so inspiring that Yes Cymru and Eddie's family have worked together to create this little scholarship. And it's so such an important thing because, you know, having the arguments for independence is so important for us all. So even for those of us who are too old to compete or who can't, whatever, seeing that then broadcast will be important because hopefully they'll give us all the arguments or more arguments for independence, which we can be using. And 5 minutes isn't a lot of time. You know, you can say a lot of things in 5 minutes. And, you know, for most people, that's basically the discussion you can have in a pub or over a drink or something with a friend or someone's asking questions. So having those arguments laid out so people can almost memorize or remember bits of it's so important because if you think about it, the arguments against independence, a lot of them, like all arguments, are sort of automatic pilots, aren't they? People remember a couple of things. They then remember what they've been told. I mean, we all do this. There's nothing to be, you know, this is a new revelation. But I think what we don't have independence until recently was people having those automatic pilots, if you like, arguments, which they're familiar with, they've rehearsed, they've heard people say, which they know they don't sound stupid saying. And that's what we need to have, so that people have those, if you like, predictive texts for independence. You know, because basically we've had 700 years of having people having predictive texts against, and there are a lot of people have been bought in by it, and because it makes people sound more intelligent than they are, or maybe they've thought about it more than they have. But essentially people are regurgitating things they've heard a lot of times on the media. So we want to have our own arguments, weighed, intelligent, humorous, engaging, personable, to fight for our case for independence. So as I say, Phil, this will all be on social media. So follow Yes Cymru, get the weekly newsletter we send out. But opening on 1st of October, closing in January, and then the winning entrant will be announced or will be taking part in the annual lecture.
Something else, sort of a separate and parallel event then, is the Ed Butler annual lecture. And as part of that then, the winner will be announced of the Ed Butler Scholarship. So they're sort of two separate things, but they come together, they sort of dovetail together for that announcement then, which will be made at the Eisteddfod on the Cynontaf. Before we get to that point, we will create a short list of the, you know, the five or six best entrants. We'll work with them then to generate a professional quality video of themselves delivering that speech. So they've got that to take away anyway. And sometimes, like with these sort of reality TV shows, quite often, the person who wins isn't necessarily the best one, you know, and you get the runner-up then sometimes eclipses that person, beyond the competition, and you know they get their own recording contract and so on. But at least we'll have a situation where, you know, that short list, the finalists, will all get that same treatment. So it'll be something that they can add to their CV. And then, you know, the winner themselves then, all the details will be, you know, in the document that goes out to any applicant who would like to show interest in the scholarship. But as part of their commitment, they'll be expected to give us a report at the end of that year then on how they've spent their money, how it's, you know, improved their learning, what opportunities it's opened up for them. As opposed to, you know, £500 worth of pot noodles, which doesn't look good on anyone's
account. Something else we won't mention. So maybe they've used Adam money to visit Ireland or something, or, you know, independence or Scotland maybe, or whatever. So, I mean, that's, so something which is a bit more engaging with independence than pot noodle. So it's a great idea. Keep an eye out for that. Follow the Yes Cymru social media. You'll get the details. And tell your friends about it or your indie curious people. Brings us on nicely to working to develop youth groups or young part of Yes Cymru, which is something I know the movement is also looking at. I think Naomi is responsible for this from the Central Committee, but maybe you can tell a bit more, because this is such an important thing. And I'm going to say, I mean, the peculiar thing with the independence movement is their support is strongest the younger people are, and I'm talking about 34 years old is young as well. But I find that the most active people tend to be people of our generation, Phil, who are a bit older.
Yeah.
And this is quite peculiar, because I know in the history of Welsh nationalism, certainly the Welsh language movement, it was very much the youth, the students leading the charge in the 1960s and 70s. I think there's thought that because of demographic change in that, you know, there are fewer young people about now. So maybe that creates less of a cohort. Mm-hmm. Or there's a confidence of youth, I'm not sure it is, which you don't have the baby boom generation, which we had 40, 50 years ago. But so it's surprising that, you know, the support for independence is almost normal within many circles of young people, but actually the engagement is less than with the older generation. So, yeah, maybe tell us what's happening here, Phil.
Yeah, normal. I think that's the key word there. You know, in Welsh, we say normaleiddio, don't we? You know, it has been normalised, and this is fantastic now. It's a very, very recent phenomenon that, you know, independence, it's not some pipe dream anymore, you know, some nationalist pipe dream, as it was so often called and dismissed as such. But it's now something that's become a sort of mainstream discussion, which is absolutely fantastic. And the sort of demographic then showing the higher levels for support then amongst the younger generation is really, really encouraging. Because the older people, they do tend to be a little bit harder to persuade. They'd be set in their ways. It's very interesting. One of the speakers at the Merthyr March, Professor Ian Black from Scotland, political analyst and strategist, had a good chat with him because he did a lot of work on the 2014 result and went back and spoke to people, you know, to find out how they voted. Well, to find out why they voted the way they voted. Yeah. But of course, when you're asking these sort of questions, you can't be upfront about what you want as the answer and what you...
Yeah.
So, you know, they would ask all sorts of questions. And then as a final question, it'd be, oh, and by the way, did you vote Remain, you know, yes or no in 2014. So, and he said it was very, very, very interesting because basically you've got very, very similar people, and Robin McAlpine as well, you know, said exactly the same. The only difference is confidence. And that sort of whether they're risk averse or whether they're confident in life, whether they're willing to take a risk. So I think it's about getting people to take that tiny, tiny, tiny leap of faith and think, oh, do you know what? You know, the status quo is rubbish. It really can't get much worse than this. Well, it could if we don't, you know, opt for independence.
Yeah.
So yes, I think working with, the younger generation now, because obviously it's a major problem now that, you know, low numbers of turnout, for general elections, Senate elections and so on. It's something that we really need to tackle anyway. So I think getting in there, you know, with young people, engaging with them, getting them fired up and excited, about politics, is a brilliant way to go anyway. It can only be a good thing. So we're very lucky in Yes Cymru now that we've got someone who's great at that, Naomi Hughes. So she's leading on the Yes Cymru Ifanc. So she's the person, if I can just give it a plug. So it's naomi@yes.cymru.
Yeah.
And obviously there are very strict rules about, you know, political people going into schools and colleges, you know, it's strictly no go. But, you know, as a young person, you can contact her. That's absolutely fine. So that's really exciting, you know, the idea that there will be a wave or wave after wave of people coming after us now who are going to carry the baton of independence.
Yeah, exactly. And it's good to see the movement is thinking so strategically about where it's going and where it needs to be going in the next few years. I think the first years with us was so sort of just getting movement up on its feet and walking. That took a lot of effort. I think now it is a proper movement to settle the structures there. We can start thinking a bit more strategic, a bit more long term, which maybe we just couldn't until fairly recently, and then COVID came over. Talking about the youth movement, I mean, I was talking to Geraint on the last podcast, and Geraint Thomas, not the cyclist, Geraint Panorama, as we call him, he's a photographer, and he was talking about Ken Hedlaeth Annie Bunyath, which is a very nice alliteration in Welsh, but the independence generation, and at the Eisteddfod, National Eisteddfod, last week up in Penllyn, there were young bands playing outside the Yes Cymru stand, 6 days, wasn't it? I think Monday until Saturday, which was great to see. And again, this is part of the Yes Cymru strategy of engaging with people, because 50% plus. Sorry, I'm going to switch my phone away. 50% of the population under 34 and younger support independence. This is absolutely phenomenal. That includes obviously people who have no beer or whatever, but that's true of all polls. But that's such a sea change, and I'm particularly heartened to see people you're talking about people in their 30s, not just someone who's got nothing to lose, but people who are actually working, they're in proper jobs, they're paying rent, they're buying their first home, maybe have children. This is a very encouraging situation. So they're working with these people, making sure we know what they want and how to engage with people is so important. How did the Eisteddfod go again, Phil?
Oh, brilliant. Excellent. Really enjoyed myself. I was staying on top of a mountain where, where you saw the Bodeian.
Oh, right, the Hollywood style.
I was just over the top there, just beyond the ridge. It was fine getting down because the campsite owners had very kindly put these little signs, to guide the walkers through a few lanes and down through a couple of farm fields, and you were there. But of course, those signs don't work in reverse then when you need to go home in the dark. So two nights running, I got a little bit lost. So I'd like to give a bit of a shout out now to my very, very good friend on the Monday night who I was walking in the middle of nowhere in the darkness, and a car pulled up alongside. I wound the window down and said, "Phil?" I said, "Yes." And it was my good friend Liz McLean from ZOA. I said, "To my left, do you want a lift?" I said, "Oh, yes, please." And I was miles from where I needed to be.
So Liz saved your life then, Phil.
Oh, she did. She was my guardian angel that night. She was absolutely superb. So, great experience, as always. So, and engagement, very, very positive engagement, high engagement, people coming into the stall to sign up, to renew their membership, to grab stickers, badges, help themselves to flyers and so on, and have chats as well. And so many conversations about specifically the Bangor March now, which is on the horizon. But then sort of working with the groups and, as soon as you'd found out where the person's from, say, well, how active is your group in your area, and what have you got coming up and so on, and how can we help? So it was an excellent opportunity then to sort of join those dots, meet people and sort of hopefully, inspire them to get active and be a little bit more active and doing stuff in their communities.
Yeah, and this is so important. We need, if you're in a local group or there isn't one, get one started. You don't have to do something every week. There's no need for that. But if there's something happening once every 2 months, that's fine. At the moment, there is no election. There is no referendum for independence. There's no actual campaign. What's the important thing now is getting the structures ready and getting people together, talking to each other, get the argument out, and getting stuff to happen. I know in Aberystwyth, we have a ban on bridges or ban on roundabouts this Saturday 19th. I know there's an event up in Felinheli, which is a village between Caernarfon and Bangor. They've got a festival going on, their little festival they did last year, if I remember correctly. That's on Saturday 27th. So these kind of things are happening, and they can be quite easy to organise. We had a street stall in Aberystwyth Town Centre about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Again, it's just important that people see without talking to people. So the banners are quite easy. Nobody approaches you, nobody talks to you if you're a bit shy. But, you know, doing something like a street stall is great as well. And this is all part of the movement of building the movement of getting the message out, showing we're not embarrassed or in any way feel awkward about discussing independence with people. Yeah, so talking about that, I mean, we have got the march in Bangor, Phil. It's on Saturday 23rd, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
In Bangor. As I said in the interview with a chat with Geraint, Bangor is quite interesting. You know, you've got within about 10, 15 miles, you've got strong Welsh speaking villages, towns in Arbon, Bethesda. You've got very anglicised towns, like so maybe Llandudno's language. You've got some very affluent people and some very rich houses there. You've got the academic community, of course, with Bangor University, some very poor communities and people with post-industrial villages in around Bethesda, Dyffryn Nantlle. So this really is a microcosm of Wales within a very small geographical footprint, really. You know, Anglesey, again, important part of the movement. I'm looking forward to Bangor. I know things are going well. They were saying that there's good communications, obviously, with local authorities there. The march itself is looking good. We're waiting to hear who the speakers are. But you said there's going to be stalls there. So, I mean, there'll be stalls from nationalist movements, I guess, Cymru and other ones, I'm sure. But also stalls just selling stuff for people to eat or to buy as well. Am I right?
Yes, that's right. So the indie market... we'll have a range of stalls in there, so we're encouraging people to get there early so that you've got time to browse and buy before the march actually starts then at 1 o'clock. So yes, I think as you say, Sean, it's a sort of a microcosm of Wales in a way, isn't it, Bangor? I haven't been there for a few years now, perhaps 5 or 6 years, but from what I've heard recently, you know, Bangor High Street then, you know, it's so many boarded up shops and so on. It's I think it's, you know, typical of so many other places in Wales, and it shows how desperately we need to take control of our own affairs, do the right thing by our people.
And the importance of circular economy is obviously very basically made in Bangor High Street, as you say. It's and people travel over to shop in the big cities in England or even to Llandudno. So it'd be a big boost for the town itself, I think, as well, when people go there. So I'm looking forward to that. There's a gig in the evening as well in Poncho, which is the big art centre there. So stick around for that. So, you know, make a weekend of it. You know, if you haven't been in the north for a while, it'd be lovely to go there. If it's sunny, it's absolutely spectacular. The backdrop with Snowdonia, Eryri behind Bangor is absolutely amazing. And the Menai Strait is very beautiful. I don't think people realise how beautiful it is up there. So make an effort. It's going to be a stonking event, I think. And when I heard that Bangor was a chosen place, I thought maybe it's a funny venue. I thought maybe somewhere like Llandudno would be better. But I think Bangor actually is a microcosm of Wales. There's so many. Wales is basically within that 20 square miles of Bangor. So, I mean, it is a very sensible and good place, an important place to go to. I just remember the name of the group. Gellert was the group I filmed at the Eisteddfod. So I put some stuff up with the Aberystwyth, Yes Cymru Facebook and Twitter of Gellert, who was a young group from Pembrokeshire who performed outside the stand. And there's a clip of David Iwan singing the Welsh version of This Land Is My Land, the famous Woody Guthrie song. So pop over to the Facebook of Yes Cymru Aberystwyth. I think Yes Cymru essentially shared them as well. Just have a feeling of how the Eisteddfod went. Phil, I think we've covered a lot of ground there. I mean, absolutely fantastic news with Eddie Butler. It's such a loss to Wales, loss to the family, loss to the national movement that he passed away. But having this scholarship, which is, I think, is a very tactile and sensible way of using that money and his memory to produce, hopefully, speeches which we can use and the public can use and see, so important. The Eisteddfod went very well. It was very lively, I understand, when I was over there. Great to have the Cenedlaeth Annibyniaeth, the indie generation of bands performing outside. Oh, we forgot to mention the Yes Samba.
Oh!
How could we forget? So this is, again, something spunky, something in the Yes Cymru family. Tell us all about it, Phil Griffiths.
Well, the sound of independent drums.
Oh, put it away, Phil.
Sorry. Right. Yes. For the past few years now, you know, helping to organise the marches and so on. Whenever we've gone to samba bands and said, "Oh, would you like to take part?" They're initially, "Oh, yes, brilliant." And then once it sort of filters down to the members, some are like, "Oh, yeah, yes, Cymru." And others are like, "Oh, I don't know, it's a bit
understandable,
political for us." So to get around this, we thought, well, why don't we have our own sort of off-the-shelf Yes Cymru samba band?
Here's what we prepared earlier.
Yeah, exactly.
Puppets in the mic. It's a ready-made samba band, Phil, to coin a phrase.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's a march-ready samba band. So it's going to be led by Rhys Thomas of Tarian Drums, Pontyclun. Pontyclun. So he's very kindly volunteered his time and his expertise and so on to set this up. And to set groups up then around Wales, which will be sort of self-sufficient following his initial sort of tuition period with them. And then depending on where the marches are, you know, groups in those areas will be pulled in, or they can come from further afield. But, you know, whatever the formula, we will have, you know, our very own samba band that we can call upon to, you know, to take part in the marches. And it'll be made up, you know, we launched it through the newsletter about 3 weeks ago. I think we've already had about 8 or 9 people get in touch and say, yeah.
So do you need to be a samba expert to join, or can you be a novice?
You can be a complete novice. So tuition is all part of it as well.
Fantastic.
And it's a social thing as well, isn't it? Any of these sort of group events where you're learning a new skill. It's brilliant. So it's open to anyone of all abilities. So we'll hopefully see Yes Cymru Samba have its first outing now in Bangor. So that'll be a brilliant shop window for them. And an opportunity to hand out the flyers, the Yes Cymru Samba flyers as well.
This is important because I know a lot of flyers were distributed, thousands around Swansea. We did that same in Merthyr. So the march in Carnarvon, you know, and this is so important, I think, and it's a good way for people to get to know the local branches. So if you live in the Bangor area, please get in touch. You know, if you can just spare an hour, it's great. Stick a podcast in your ear. Think of it as some exercise. It's a chance to see people. You very rarely get people actually engaging with you politically. So if they're a bit afraid of canvassing, it's not the same as canvassing. I quite enjoy it. I just think of it as exercise. But it's so important for it because, I mean, not everyone's social media, not everyone certainly is following independent social media. So, but if they get a leaflet, you know, whoever they are, whatever their views are, it's very democratic. They get that in their hand. And, you know, we all know only about 2% of engagement actually happens with this type of thing. But you never know who that 2% is. And the rest of the people actually do get the information, so they know that independence is on the march, literally. Mm-hmm. They know what's happening. They can't ignore it. For independence opponents, it makes them a bit scared and know that we are organising. We're not just a bunch of couple of people online. That's important. For our supporters, even if they don't make it to the march, they're glad to see something's happening. That's important in terms of getting your support. And it makes sure that people can't ignore the independence question.
Exactly.
And if people start discussing independence, which has happened last few years, we win. The biggest threat to independence is people not discussing independence.
Yes. Yeah.
So thinking, we're discussing later on doesn't work, people. You know, discussing independence actually works. This is how all political movements win, by making it a topic or discussion, even if some people don't want it to be a topic of discussion. So never apologize for supporting independence. Never come out with something, we don't want it quite yet. We want to sort something else out first. No, that's the wrong answer. And the answer which implies you're not too sure, or you're shifty, or you're afraid. You want independence now because we want to sort out the problems now. Will it happen today? No, not even tomorrow, but certainly we need to be discussing that. And so never apologize for it. And so these leaflets, so please help out the Bangor people. to get these out in the towns and villages around Bangor, because it's so, so important. Make sure everyone knows about the march, and they can't ignore that. So that's what happens, if you have, I presume these things are
getting... Definitely. In the weeks leading up to the march now, we'll be liaising with the members in Bangor and targeting certain areas then. And it's, you know, it's a social activity, you know, it's a social event. You get to meet other members and you get to engage with the communities. And like you say, Sean, it's that drip effect then. Yeah. You know, you're getting the brand out there. It's landing on people's doormats. So it's, you know, it's something that people can't ignore. And, you know, and at some point they're going to start thinking, so what is this Yes Cymru thing? What is it all about? Oh, well, I've got 2 minutes, and I'll read it. You know? And, you know, interestingly now, with the banners on bridges now, recently we've started a spreadsheet where we're recording the response levels. The number of positives and the number of negatives for the, you know, the hour that we're there. So it's all fed back in. And, it, you know, it's great to see you're looking at sort of 95% plus positives, you know, but that less than 5%, then what's good about that is they've got an opinion, you know, rather than looking up at the bridge and thinking, what the heck is all that about? You know, so even if they've got a negative opinion, the fact that there are so few of them, is hugely encouraging. So, you know, if there's banners on bridges going on in your area and you haven't yet been to one of those, I tell you what, it's fantastic to be on a bridge with flags, cars beeping and waving and cheering you and saying, Yes, Cymru, we really believe in what you're doing. You know, it's fantastic.
Yeah, and we had one in Aberystwyth last Saturday. The intention was to give people traveling up to Eisteddfod or whatever, a bit of a boost to it, and just poured down. Mm-hmm. But talking to people who did it in Boosted, which is a village just north of that, but they had it later on when the rain had stopped, and they had a good response. So people are positive. I think there's an element, and maybe some people don't react at all are against. So that's, you know, so, you know, there's no point kidding ourselves. But I mean, you do have very good reaction, and people appreciate, I think, that people are making a stand. If we're not making a case for Welsh nationalism, then the danger is, and it does happen in the past, is that people will make a case for British nationalism. So this idea is you can avoid nationalism is for the fairies. There will always be some kind of a national discussion or framework to how people think. So if they're not thinking in the Welsh frame of mind or framework, then they're thinking in the British frame of mind or framework. In that case, Wales first of all doesn't get a C in, because we're not significant. And secondly, as we have seen and do see, can be quite dark as well. So, I mean, we need to channel people's frustration and happiness. And there is reason for that, because wages are falling or not increasing fast enough. You know, people are saying that basically the UK economy is Mississippi or Missouri, but with some very rich people as well. So, I mean, that's the kind of situation the state is in. So if we're not challenging that unhappiness, then other people are going to do it. Mm-hmm. And they're going to use divide and conquer and getting people to be angry with even people who are worse off than them. And that's what we've seen happening in history and in the British state in the past. Phil Griffiths from Yes Cymru Merthyr Tydfil and also the Central Committee, thanks a lot for making time to speak to Radio Yes Cymru this evening. Please follow Radio Yes Cymru on Twitter, Facebook, on your favourite app, share with your friends, like on the app as well. That's important for boosting us. We're also on YouTube as well, if you want to watch Phil and me talking. But until the next time, from Radio Yes Cymru, from me, Sean Robbins, and from Phil Griffiths, take care of yourself, and remember, every step is a step towards independence. Bob Boyle.
Diolch.
Bob Boyle.
Yes. Yes. Yes Cymru Radio. Yes. Yes. Yes.